Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for Instant Pot cauliflower mash. If you follow a low-carb diet, or maybe you've just got loads of cauliflower that needs using up, then cauliflower mash is brilliant. I do it a lot in the Instant Pot, and if you caught our last episode, you will know that I'm a big fan of steaming cauliflower in the Instant Pot. And what I recommend you do is you do it like you would do normal mashed potatoes. The main thing that you need to think, right, I need to do this differently because it's cauliflower I'm mashing and not potatoes, is that I give it a good strain, because otherwise you'll end up with a really watery mashed potato. And of course, you can use this recipe as your go-to for all those other things, of all those other trends you've followed for cauliflower. So let's say you want to make a cauliflower pizza crust, then you could follow this system and then use it for learning how to excessively get rid of the moisture out of the cauliflower, and it's just perfect like that. It's just something different to do. And like I say, if you low carb, it's really good. I got introduced to cauliflower when I did paleo, and I did about 3 rounds of the whole 30, and it's very much about swapping potatoes for cauliflower in that, and I just really, really liked it. So now if I've got a spare cauliflower, then this is what I'll do with it. So to make this recipe, the obvious, you'll need a whole medium cauliflower. You could do a large one, or you could do 2 medium ones if you wanted to, depending on portion size that you're looking for. And then for seasonings, I added 1 teaspoon each of dried parsley and dried oregano, 1 teaspoon of frozen chopped garlic, salt and pepper, 1 tablespoon of light cream cheese, and 240ml, which is 1 cup, of Instant Pot veggie stock. For veggie stock, I make my own and then I freeze it into ice cubes, and then I can defrost it and use it whenever I'm doing some Instant Pot recipes, and it's just great for that. So let's get started making the mashed cauliflower. Place 1.5 cups, which is the equivalent of 360ml, of vegetable stock into your Instant Pot. Then add your steamer basket ready for loading up with cauliflower florets. Next, chop the cauliflower into medium florets and load them into the steamer basket. Season the cauliflower with salt and pepper and your dried herbs, and also add in the frozen garlic. Then add the lid and set the valve to sealing and pressure cook cauliflower for 8 minutes, followed by a quick pressure release. You may be wondering, why 8 minutes? 8 minutes seems a bit extreme for pressure cooking cauliflower. Well, we want it nice and mushy because we're making mash with it, compared to a much lesser of a time for cooking if you just wanted steamed cauliflower that you wanted fork tender for serving for dinner. Then after your quick release, add a large bowl to your worktop and put a sieve over it. Put the cauliflower through the sieve and give it a couple of minutes to get rid of excessive moisture. Then push down on the cauliflower in the sieve to get rid of some of the extra bits, as you don't want watery cauliflower mash. Then transfer the cauliflower to a mixing bowl and add your mash extras and mash until smooth and grain-free. Do a taste test if you need to add extra salt and pepper and seasonings to suit your taste, and then serve. Now, back to what I was saying about mash extras. This is where you add in whichever seasonings you like on your mash. And then the mention of being grain-free, this is an interesting one, because when you do traditional mashed potatoes, we always talk about the lumps that you get in the mashed potatoes. Well, what happens with the cauliflower, because of the texture of the cauliflower, it goes grainy if it's not being mashed properly. And this is just some of the bigger bits of the cauliflower that's not quite mashed. So when I say mash until smooth and grain free, I'm just talking about the lumps style that you create in cauliflower. And then you can adjust just with whatever seasonings you want, and then it's ready to serve. And it's just perfect, especially if you're on a low carb diet. Thanks so much for watching, and don't forget to subscribe to the Recipe This family. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Pinterest. We also have a weekly newsletter at recipethis.com/newsletter, where we share with you our latest kitchen gadget recipes, what we're cooking in the Milner kitchen, and so much more. As well as this, we recommend that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then whenever we have a new video, you will be the first to know. And if you want to know about all our future videos, then I recommend you hit the bell for instant notifications. But even better, we now have a podcast. It's called Magic with Gadgets. Simply search Magic with Gadgets on your favourite podcast player and you'll find us there.